first year. So you already know what you have for next year. And to all of the graduating students, this is awesome. You know, it really is. You come in here and you say, what more can we do? Sound like one of them coaches song. What more can he do? He's laid the foundation. He's opened up the way. What more can he do? Father, thank you for all of these students. Thank you for Apostle Thompson and for the apostolic call that's upon his life, for his wife, for his children, his grandchildren, for Word of Life, ever-increasing Word Ministries, the Training Center and LTMA, everything that's connected to him. As the rain from heaven fell upon him, may that same rain impact every phase of ministry that you've called him to. We're so thankful for him and appreciative that you would send unto us such a gift. So we bless him, we bless his family, and we bless these students, creating them a desire, not just for 2 years, but to follow the rest of their days. And we give you praise, glory, honor, and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in the few minutes that we have, we're not going to try to go too deep into chapter 5. I think there were some things that Apostle shared that fits into this is catching the wave, chapter number 5, and it talks about the variety of manifestations. And there's a statement that's made, the Holy Spirit's work in times of revival is accelerated. The Holy Spirit's work in times of revival is accelerated. And now we can understand, you remember the scripture says, and the first shall be last, huh? Well, in the order of the Lord Jesus Christ building his church, remember Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 16, based upon the revelation that Peter received, that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, upon that rock of revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, when Jesus built his church, we always got to take into consideration the way that he built his church. And as I shared with you many times before, he was training, first of all, apostles. There was no other ministry gift. He had disciples who were following him in prayer all night before God. He sought God. And the next day when he went out, the Bible says, from them he chose 12 men who he ordained to be apostles. That's somebody's first foundation laid. Y'all see that? See, that's how he built the church. The church is built up on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So when you think about that, true revival is apostolic. And it is the apostle that causes that acceleration, because he's the one that's spearheading. A great prophet once said that an apostle is 2 days ahead. See, a lot of times with the apostle preaching, y'all, people are trying to, but he's ahead. He's already cut the path. And you don't have to get through no clutter. He done cut the path. Y'all understand? He done took all he's doing is opening up the way. So the Holy Spirit will begin to accelerate things now. I'm talking to you now. You by internet, you by Roku. You can expect an acceleration based upon the demonstration that God gave tonight. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I want you to make note of this, because in the Holy Spirit's acceleration in times of revival, this is what you're going to see. Church unusual. I said church unusual. There will be things happening that are unprecedented. Come on, You're in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. What did Paul say to the church at Corinth? 1 Corinthians 2, 4. You don't have it. And my speech and my preaching was not with persuasive words or with enticing words. I think she reads another translation. She'll tell you that. But that's okay. Read this. I got you. Read it again. What is it? And my speech and my preaching was not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration, in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why did he say that? Paul said, in my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in demonstration of the Spirit and of what? Power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's true revival. When true revival shows up, actually, a lot of stuff we've turned and used many different terms, it's acts of the Holy Ghost. True revival is acts of the Holy Ghost. It's what God wants to do. And the Holy Ghost is the administrator and the orchestrator of every move of God in the earth realm. He's the only one that has the wisdom to pull it all together. Oh, come on now. And then, revival cannot take place in the earth realm if there is no man submitted to him. Come on, talk to me. An apostle is not an apostle by title. An apostle is an apostle by anointing. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, not by man, but by the head of the church, by the Holy Ghost. Because not only will God call you, he will equip you. So what am I saying? In this time of refreshing, revival is also a time of refreshing. Come on now, what does the raindrop do? Huh? What does the rain bring? Refreshing. God is trying to tell you, I'm refreshing you. You've been through some stuff. But in times of revival, there's times of refreshing. And it comes from God's presence. And his presence can only be articulated by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wherever God's presence is, the Holy Spirit is there. Now notice, Paul says, when I came to you, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom. But I came to you in demonstrations of the Spirit and the power. Then you got Hebrews 2:4. You want to know how God's going to do it? You want to know what's going to break out? You want to know what's going to cause true revival? Let's face it. You can have all the tapes you want, all the books you want, all of the CDs you want. You can have Roku, internet, you can have all of that. But the best advertisement, what I say? The best advertisement is when God's power is being demonstrated and men and women are in awe and in fear. Not the kind of fear that you're afraid, but a reverential fear that comes upon you when you see something that you know it shouldn't be nothing other than the hand of God. So, in Hebrews 2:4, what does it say? But one in a... There you go. God also... Yeah, see, I know you hold up. Wait, yeah. God also bearing them witness. Notice what it says. God also bearing them witness. Do you understand that an apostle is not an apostle unless he's got the signs of an apostle following him? Come on, talk to me. God said, hold up here. Time out. Let's deal with the real issue here. I don't have men with titles. A title without equipment, without power, without demonstration ain't going nowhere. But God said, when I call a man and I set him apart, I do it by signs, I do it by wonders, and I do it by miracles. I do extraordinary things in their life. Well, you know it's me and not them. Y'all come on now. Talk to me. So he said, by signs and by wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the who? Gifts of the Holy Ghost. This is true revival. True revival. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these, come on now, and these, now watch this, I'm going to help y'all here. And these signs shall follow. All right, now see what we did, we took that and we started running. But he was talking to them apostles that was right there. Hello, okay, oh Jesus. He was talking to those apostles, the ones who he was training. Because watch this, without them, nobody else would be able to get it. See, so what the church has done, we tried to go out and make signs, make wonders, make miracles. He wasn't even talking to us. He said, your signs, your wonders, and your miracles going to be connected with you believe the one I sent. Oh, come on now. Come on now. See, the people couldn't receive miracles, signs, and wonders except they believe God sent Jesus. Y'all understand that? Huh? And these signs shall follow them that? That whole list, when you go through it, you don't see lay people doing that in the Bible. Come on. Come on. I say you don't see lay people in the Bible doing that. If you read your Bible, you do not see lay people. We've had lay people out here trying to produce that which God didn't call them to produce. It doesn't make, it's not like we're trying to make the gifts any different. We're trying to show you that when God gave these gifts, he gave equipment to go with those gifts. And the problem with lay people is when God do something through them, what happens? They get a big head. They forget who they connected to. Come on, talk to them. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Come on, talk to them. Cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any daily thing, shall not hurt them. I'll tell you what. Everything you read on that list, I can go through the Bible and show you in the life of the apostles it took place. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. You saw no regular people casting out devils. It was Paul casting out. Come on, talk to me up here. Huh? Paul cast out devils, didn't he? Huh? Didn't when that snake jumped on his hand and bit it, the whole island gathered. They was expecting them to die. Paul took that snake and took it and threw it in the fire. Come on, talk to me. Tell somebody the signs of an apostle. Changed the whole island. Come on, talk to me. Yeah, the whole island did bow down to Jesus. Somebody's got to be somebody. Handkerchief taken from this body. You know, you ain't no lay person taking no handkerchief and go give it to nobody. You just gonna have a dirty hanky. I see that, didn't I? Huh? All right. So you cast out devils. What else you do? They shall speak with the tongues. I'll speak with tongues more than all of you. Read the Bible. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any daily thing, it won't hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. That's what Jesus authorized that 12 to do. Now watch this. Didn't apostles tell us and teach us an apostolic strategy that you don't have to be an apostle to carry an apostolic mantle? The apostolic mantle comes upon you by reason of who you're going to. That's why all are not apostles. All don't have to be. But if all get plugged into, then the grace of apostleship that comes along with being an apostle will come upon you in dimensions greater than you. Because see, God fixed this thing that connection is the key to functioning in the body. No man is an island to himself. Everybody must be connected to apostolic doctrine. Must continue in the doctrine of the apostles according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 42. See, when we continue in apostolic doctrine, then our churches are empowered. And the Holy Ghost, watch this, is released in greater dimensions. Too many fragmented churches, not enough connected churches. In the same city, I'm just going to be real with y'all. Some cities are so small, they got more churches and less of I'm just trying to say, why is that? And the whole city is not being impacted. Something's wrong. 4,000 churches and a little radius, and nothing happened to the whole city. Heathens took over. I'll tell you why. Because there's no apostolic mantle in that place. There's no mandate. But the day has changed. I said the day has changed. God is raising up men and women who, first of all, are willing to submit. Y'all with me? See, the apostles that Jesus trained, y'all, could not go forth except they remained connected to him. So there are a lot of training that people miss. Because when Jesus sent the 12 out, they came back and told Jesus what they taught. Come on, man. Sound me like submission. Sound me like pride has no place in an apostle's life. An apostle don't come in your church trying to show how big he is. He comes up and then talk about how big God is in him, and then by signs, wonders, miracles, gifts of healing, all those things begin to manifest, you become acquainted with who behind you. So that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It's been a great year teaching you all. But y'all heard that alone? That means enjoy your break. See y'all at graduation. Once again, it's been a pleasure and an honor to serve the apostle, but also to serve you through serving him. Let apostolic grace be upon you. And please don't forget, stay connected. Don't be like all of the classes that continually graduate, but don't understand that as you remain connected, you will grow as apostles continue to grow. Amen. Bless y'all tonight.